Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, can you just say your name and your title?
Hi, this is Jill Frederick, and I'm the Director of Marketing for Brookfield Properties.
And we are here because we are talking a very exciting event coming up. It's called the Ice Yards. It's going to be back at the Yards for its eighth year of winter themed fun. Thanks for joining us. Explain exactly what this is. If it's back in its eighth year, I'm sure a lot of our listeners have been there, but if not, explain what it is.
It is back. And I thank you for telling me it's our eighth year. I totally forgot. but this is our annual winter themed event. We started 8 years ago to bring people down to the Yards to get to enjoy Yards and Yards Park in the cold months. So everything is sort of cold weather themed for this event. And we just transformed the Yards into a winter wonderland and have a lot of fun activities that are also winter themed.
Awesome. Tell me about some of the activities that people can do.
Well, this year we're transforming it into an après ski lounge, which is all the rage. So we're excited about that. But at the same time, on that end, you'll be able to hit the slopes with our snowboard simulator. So you can sort of pretend you're skiing out or snowboarding out in Aspen. We'll have iceless curling, sort of a nod to the Olympics, and axe throwing, just a nod to fun, I guess. Winter themed beverages. We have live music going the whole time, photo booths, lots of Instagrammable stations where you can come and just take a picture and feel like you're at a ski lodge. So it'll be really fun.
Tell me more about the snowboard simulator. Is this like a virtual reality headset, or is it like a screen in front of you and you're on a snowboard? Explain how that works.
Yeah, you're actually on a snowboard. And so you've got a screen behind you that makes it feel like you're on the slopes. But I guess it's sort of the equivalent of riding a bull and a mechanical bull, except you're on a snowboard.
Gotcha. So it's not like connected, like where every time you turn your feet, the screen moves. It's not like that. It's more just like a big screen behind you, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So I think that you could probably be a novice and still be able to try it and have fun.
Right. You ain't falling off of that snowboard.
Exactly.
Okay, cool. Well, so that's like all the activities. Describe sort of the decoration. You mentioned it's like a ski lounge sort of inspired idea, but just go a little more into, like, say, the decor.
Yeah, we'll have it'll have the ski lounge vibe. So, you know, sort of picture the couches with furry pillows and the buffalo plaid blankets, fire pits, bear rugs, stuff like that. Yeah.
Fantastic. And I know one of the really cool things here is you're partnering with the Special Olympics DC for the annual Polar Plunge fundraiser. Why that's an important cause, obviously, but then B, how they can actually, there's a pool where they can actually take a plunge.
There is. So we've partnered with them for the past few years just to add another element to our event and incorporate a nonprofit into it. And what a fun way to do this, because jumping in a pool in, you know, 30 degree weather doesn't always sound like the most fun idea, but why not if you can sort of get out and then come and have a nice beverage and sit on a cozy couch. So we're happy to do that. And we're actually this is the first year we'll be donating $5 from every ticket sale for Ice Yards to the Special Olympics. So anyone who's not plunging and is just coming in to enjoy the event, their ticket will get them into the event, a fun winter beverage, and then $5 of that ticket will go right back to the Special Olympics. So we're really excited to do that for them.
Oh, that's fantastic. And I'm reading here that the Polar Plunge supports over 2,500 DC-based athletes with year-round sports training and of course, the opportunity to compete in the Special Olympics DC Games, too. So it's a great cause. Or if people take the plunge, what do you recommend? Should people, like, bring a bathing suit, or should they are there going to be towels there that you provide to dry off so they don't freeze after, or should they bring their own towels, or what's the protocol on that?
You know, in years past, people have had bathrobes and towels. Most people tend to really have fun with it and plunge in costumes. So there's a lot of companies that come out and plunge to raise money, and they'll, you know, dress up with polar bear hats, or they'll have a superhero theme. So I would say probably very few people actually plunge in a bathing suit. Rather, they just come and have fun and, you know, put on a silly costume, and then as soon as they get out, they grab a towel, put on their bathrobe, dry out, and then go have fun at the event.
Right. Was this interrupted by the pandemic the last couple of years? Like was the last one you held, was it 2020, or did you do it last year?
Yeah, so we got it in right before the pandemic hit in 2020. So it was sort of full-blown event. And then last year, what we did was really sort of a watered-down version of this event. It was still held outside. There was no plunge. So we just did the fundraising for the Special Olympics, you know, online, where people could make donations. And then we set up different stations at our restaurants that had outdoor patio seating, and sort of did like mini ice yard events, you know, at those. So people reserved a table. It was very programmed, you know, and we were still able to do sort of ice yards light, but that's why we're so excited to bring this back sort of in the full capacity this year, because we did miss a year last year.
Great. Well, it's great that it's back. Is there anything in terms of COVID protocols that when they need to know, like, do people have to wear a mask? Do they have to show vaccine proof to get in, or is there anything we need to know with that?
Well, we're just following the city mandated COVID protocols. So I believe that we were going to require a vaccination card, but we will not be requiring that anymore just because that has been lifted.
Right.
And because it's an outdoor event, masks will be optional. We will have masks there for people, but we won't require them because it is totally outside.
Cool. Thanks for answering. I know that's the annoying, boring question, but we got to get that in there. All right. Well, before we run, remind listeners where exactly the Yards is. Yards Park and everything. It's become a sort of a really cool destination with lots of events that you do all the time. But remind them just how to get to Yards Park.
Yeah, so we are an easy metro ride on the Green Line to the Navy Yard station, or probably your easiest way to get there is just plug in Nats Park, and we are 2 blocks away from that. So lots of you can bike there, you can Uber there, you can metro there. There is parking available, but we do recommend public transportation.
Right, exactly. If you're looking for your landmarks, it's like just due below the, what is it? Harris Teeter, Blue Jacket, that whole little area. Just keep going towards the water.
Absolutely. You just keep walking towards the water. I would say the biggest landmark for you to find us for ice yards is District Winery. We will be right down below District Winery on the boardwalk and on the sun deck, right next to District Winery and Ice Cream Jubilee.
Awesome. All right, cool. Is there anything else we need to know before we hop off here? I mean, I guess just sort of in closing, maybe I like have people talk directly to the listeners, like, hey guys, come on out. Just say something really quick, like you're speaking directly to them, to say, come on out.
Sure. So we're looking forward to seeing everyone in 2 weeks at Ice Yards. Come on down and visit for all the fun, and we'll see you there.
Great. It's going to be Saturday, February 26th from 1 to 4 p.m., rain or shine. So get your, I guess, plunging costume ready and get ready to have a fun day. So, hey, thanks so much for doing this.
Thank you. And I did want to point out one more thing. The event is 21 and up.
Oh, good call. And I should also say, is there a charge to get in, or is it pretty much free to just come?
No, the tickets are $15. So if you're plunging, that's a good question. If you're plunging, there is no charge, and you would need to sign up to plunge ahead of time on the Special Olympics website. If you are not plunging and you're just coming to watch the festivities and enjoy all of the ice yard activities, that is a $15. That's your $15 ticket, which includes entry, the free drink, and the $5 donation to the Special Olympics.
Okay, cool. Thanks for clarifying that. And now I'm thinking of more questions, of course, after I've already done the
Sure, yeah.
sign off. But the winter themed drinks, is there anything more you can tell us about that? Like, what exactly? Any do they have like some cool, catchy, wintry names, or what's in the drinks too?
I know. Well, you know, they always have frosé. So, you know, I sort of feel like there's nothing better than frozen rosé on a cold, cold winter day. But at the same time, they'll have, you know, the hot beverages like hot toddies. They'll have hot spiked apple cider. So they really try to stick with the theme when they're putting together the drink menu.
Okay, great. All right, cool. Well, thanks so much for doing this. Sounds like a lot of fun. We'll get this story up and hopefully drive some people out there. So thanks for doing this.
Thank you so much for having me and for talking about ice yards.